So, we ended up going to the mall, as I mentioned in my last audio. But he made me stop and pick up his friend Eric on the way. Eric and he are both on the track team. And, I didn't have a good feeling about this. Yeah, so we went to the mall. And upon getting there, they led me to Victoria's Secret. And picked out different lingerie for me to try on. Instead of coming to see me in the changing room, both of them had a seat in the store, flirting and talking with the clerks there. I was forced to come out of the changing room wearing the lingerie that they put me in and model it for them, letting them vote on which pieces to buy and which pieces not to buy. Some of them were so scantily covering barely anything of mine. Men that walked into the store were staring, and few, more than a few, adjusting themselves. Finding that Victoria's Secret was a bit too tame for their taste, I put back on my thong and pantyhose and swimsuit, and we went over to Fredericks of Hollywood, where there, my nephew, Johnny is his name, and Eric picked out more insane things for me to try on. I had one guy almost openly take his cock out. It was so close to coming out of his pants as I walked out into the room to model what they picked out. And yes, he's making me tell all of you this. He's threatened more than once to go to the police for molestation. I'm kind of scared of what he'll do if he turns me in for the proof of my blackmail. It's not enough to keep me tortured at home. He has to threaten the police and use me out in public. Both of them, at different points, slipped fingers inside me when no one was looking. Testing the waters, that's what they called it. I'm turning into nothing but a plaything for my nephew and his friends. I picked out a few pieces, and of course, I had to pay for them. Putting my clothes back on and walking out with two teenage boys out of the mall. They made me walk about 10 steps in front of them so they could just ogle my ass. I said it looked really nice in the jeans. Oh. Oh. I liked the way the heels clacked and made my calves look. Oh. So we went back to Eric's house. His parents were at it. And, his birthday was coming up. So Johnny ordered me to give him a lap dance. So they laid out all the lingerie that we had bought on the bed and pored over it, deciding which piece to use. Thought they were being silly, knowing that it wasn't going to be on for very long, but boys will be boys. They picked out my clothes and dressed me up like a little doll. Eric sat down on the chair and smiled up at me and looked to Johnny as if to ask, is this like a normal lap dance or do I get to touch? Johnny just grinned at him. The smirk he has is just part sex and part evil. Might have been my downfall to think back on it. So Eric waved me over and they turned on some music. I just rubbed my ass against Eric as best I could. He spanked me a few times. Not really leaving a mark, but I could feel it. And then he turned me around and started smacking my tits. I was like, grind down on against him. I could feel his cock was so hard through the thin thong that they had me wearing and the sheer pantyhose. I have a weakness for that teenage cock, and it's gonna get me killed someday. So as I'm doing this, and Eric's hands are all over my body, Johnny's got a camera, and he's taking pictures. And I keep snapping photos of me and Eric, my breasts in Eric's face. Never when Eric's doing something to me, always when I'm doing something to him. Yeah. So, Eric's lap dance turned into more of a lap bounce. Yeah, I fucked him. I fucked him while Johnny watched. Oh, he had that smile on his face the whole time. Like, he knew. He knew just how much trouble I would be with Eric's parents. He knew I'd go to jail. He knew he owned me for as long as he wanted. I'm stuck being his bitch, being his slave, being his fuck toy. Oh. So, we went back to the house, and, he made sure that our standing appointment time was set. I was to come to his room at 3 a.m. and do whatever he wanted. I have a feeling. I have a really bad feeling about this. Oh, I mean, teenagers get bored. I've got to keep him interested or I'm going to end up in prison. And they aren't nice to child molesters in prison. Even though that's not what I am. Oh. Oh, Johnny, what are you doing to me? He told me today that Eric's having a party. He's having a birthday party on Friday. And Johnny's already signed me up to be a chaperone. And then... and then he made me lie to my husband. And tell him that I'm taking Johnny and Eric on an overnight track meet this weekend. I don't even know what he has planned for that. But I know the party's gonna be bad enough. My whole varsity team is gonna be there. And I have a feeling... that Johnny's gonna make me get to know them very well. He had me watch a video... about... what might happen this weekend. I'll post the link up for you guys. Let's just say... I'm more than a little worried. I don't know what to expect at the house party, but I have a better idea now. And what... I'm not thrilled. But part of me, a small part of me, is a little excited. The idea of all those boys. Oh, they're all in such good shape. Those bodies. From running track. I mean, this is the varsity team. And having them use me. However they want. It's definitely... Oh, exciting. Exciting enough that... I can't keep my hands off myself. God. It's so bad, and yet... Why do I like being this way? Why do I like being a teenager's toy? What is wrong with me? Yes. The thought of all that teenage cock. Possibly covering me in their gum. Oh, God. Oh. It's so wrong. It's... What it makes me come so hard. Johnny, what have you done to me? How am I ever gonna survive it? God, I hope he doesn't get bored. Please don't let him get bored. You guys are my witnesses, right? Fuck no. You're his.